from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For Rio.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday morning. We're wrapping up a very interesting week of racing with today's Race Day show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios, streaming on YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show this morning as we wrap up the week and, of course, wrap up an interesting day of racing across the country with the opening of Del Mar, the Haskell Stakes, and all the great stakes races at Monmouth Park, and, of course, the coaching club American Oaks at Saratoga. We'll get into all of the results of those big stakes races in just a minute or two, but I want to remind you that we do come from the South Point Studios here, and we are on YouTube at the South Point Studios streaming network. Just go to South Point Studios on YouTube. You'll get us, you'll see us, you'll hear us on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And then all of those platforms that we have that get us around the world on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android with the apps. The KSHP app will get you listening to us. The YouTube app, of course, will get you listening and watching us on your iPhone or Android and anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Sunday Race Day Show. All right, well, we're under an excessive heat warning today here in Las Vegas. It's already 90 degrees outside, 90 degrees. We're going to get up to 113, so make sure you stay hydrated, 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 plenty of water. And, of course, the kids and the pets briefly outside. Don't keep them outside too long, of course. And check on the elderly and all the folks that have a hard time with the hot weather. Just keep that in mind. Stay hydrated. And as far as the temperatures around the country, Phoenix will be 111 today. You got L.A., 83 degrees. That'll be down there by Del Mar. It'll be about 80 to 83 degrees down there at Del Mar today. As far as New York is concerned, the city is 89 degrees. So up in Saratoga, I'm sure it's going to be good weather as well. Miami is 89. New Orleans is 91. And Chicago, 82. So you can see that the it's still rather warm across the country. And as far as precipitation is concerned, really not much to talk about. A few, you know, spots here and there where there may be some problems. But most of all, I think we're going to have good racing across the country today. Was not so in New Mexico. They're having a real problem over there at Ruidoso Downs. Of course, they had that big flood, you remember, a couple of weeks ago. And I guess the riverbank busted, and it flooded out the track again. The riverbank by Ruidoso Downs. So they had to cancel the races yesterday. I don't know if they'll be running today or not, but they got to get that. There was plenty of water, you know, flooding type situation down there by Ruidoso Downs. So our thoughts are with those folks today. How about this? Today, the day after all of that great action yesterday, we have a mandatory payout in the Pick 6, Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot at Gulfstream Park. So Gulfstream Park has a mandatory payout today. That'll be given away today with the best tickets. You don't have to have all six. As a matter of fact, you just have to have the best tickets, and it'll be split up with the money that's carried over, plus all the money that goes in there today. And what about Door Knock? Man, we're talking about this horse like Door Knock. You know, he kind of faltered during the Derby and Triple Crown. Had a bad trip in the Triple Crown, and his trainer was really complaining about the post position he got yesterday. But that didn't matter, because Door Knock and Mindframe came down to the same thing as they did in the Belmont Stakes. Mindframe gets the lead from him, and then Door Knock comes back with Mindframe drifting out and around. They got to do something with Mindframe. I think they got to put either blinker, shadow roll, something on him, because this has been a habit now for the second time in a row. It looked like a Belmont replay. We'll wait and see about that. Anyhow, they say that Door Knock's already went into a breeder's deal with a breeder for Door Knock after his racing career is over. So he's going to have just a few races left before he goes to the breeding barn. He is now set to go to Saratoga for the Travers Stakes coming up next month. The Travers Stakes, of course, is his next start. And then maybe the Breeders' Cup Classic, because with the win yesterday in the Haskell, he gets a win and you're in. He's automatically in for the Breeders' Cup Classic if they choose to do so. So Dornock seems to be, right now, the head of the three-year-old class in a wide-open three-year-old class this year. He is at the head of the class right now with that win yesterday. So let's take a look at some of the races that happened. One more thing I wanted to say. Mark Cassie. What a day this guy had. Mark Cassie, across the country and up at Woodbine, totaled, won six races on the day at these tracks, four stakes races across the country yesterday for Mark Cassie. Let's take a look at what happened. All right, at Monmouth Park, of course, you know, they had several stakes races, six of them. They rolled out like this. The Matchmaker was the fifth race on the card, and Beau Cachet won the Matchmaker, Frankie Dettori for Chad Brown, went gate to wire in the mile and one-eighth turf race there, paid $11.20, outrunning Sacred Wish, and Delahaye was the favorite in the race, finished third. Then you had the Molly Pitcher, where Idiomatic won, came back and won, but it wasn't easy. This was a battle to the wire between Idiomatic and Soul of an Angel. It was a great stretch duel. Idiomatic was on the inside, and Soul of an Angel on the outside. They went to the wire right together, but Idiomatic inched out the victory under Florent Garreau for Brad Cox, winning the Molly Pitcher in an exciting race. 220 for the win there. How'd you like to bet the rent on that one and have that come down to the wire like that? Filthy favorite. 220 wins it. Soul of an Angel, wow, what a race she ran to finish second, and Frosty O'Toole was a zip code back into third. And then we got to the Wolf Hill Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf there. Nothing Better was better than everybody else winning that race for Jorge Ruiz and Jorge Duarte Jr., the trainer there. 940 on the win there, outrunning That's Right, and Arzak, who was the race favorite in that event. Monmouth Cup, won by Tappet Trice. Here's a horse that's been off over 11 months, off the trail for 11 months, and ran a jaw-dropping win yesterday at Monmouth. He won going away. I mean, just going away. Tappet Trice wins it for Todd Fletcher and Ivette Ortiz Jr., paying $7.60. Finishing second was Highland Falls. This horse never looked like he really got a hold of the track or whatever, but he did finish second, far back, but second, completing the lock-em-up exact-a-box, I guess you would say, in that race. And Counter Spy finished third in that race in the Monmouth Cup. The United Nations, a race that became famous at the old Atlantic City Racecourse and now was taken over by Monmouth when they got rid of Atlantic City decades ago. The United Nations, always a popular race on the turf. The winner there was Get Smokin'. Here's what happened. Fernando de la Cruz went to the lead with Get Smokin', had a big, long lead down the backstretch, and the fractions were decent, and everybody thought they were waiting and waiting and waiting and would make that stretch run to get by him. Well, guess what? Get Smokin' kept going, and Get Smokin', although the wire came in the nick of time, went wire to wire in the mile and three-eighths turf race in an upset. Get Smokin', Fernando de la Cruz for trainer Mark Cassie, pays $20.20. Grand Sonata finished second. Tawny Port was third. Gate to wire in the marathon there. And then, of course, the Haskell, where Dornock, of course, beats Mindframe in that amazing stretch duel. Looked like the Belmont Stakes all over again. Dornock wins for Luis Saez, paying $8.80. And, of course, on to the Trevor Stakes next for this one. Finishing second was Mindframe. Timberlake finished a nice third, a solid third in that race. A lot of people who liked Tuscan Sky, this horse came out of the gate and went right to the rear of the race and never was found again. Got to think there was something wrong with Tuscan Sky yesterday in the Haskell. And, of course, Monmouth Park had a huge day of racing. The biggest crowd there for decades was at Monmouth Park, over 38,000. Went to Monmouth yesterday for that race, and all they saw was a Belmont replay, that's for sure. All right, we're down at Del Mar. The 85th season of racing got underway at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf yesterday. The first race, a one-mile event, always a one-mile event where they start the race in front of the crowd. The crowd roars, and, you know, Trevor Denman says, and with the roar of the crowd, the Del Mar season is underway, all that stuff there. Well, guess what? atomic drop from the outside, one of the outside posts goes for the lead and was wire to wire, gate to wire in the 1 mile opener on the main track at Del Mar. Atomic drop with went wire to wire under Antonio Frasu for trainer Mark Glatt and paid $4.80 as the favorite in the opener. Second race, first race of the year for two-year-old maidens. You know what happened. Bob Baffert wins it with Getaway Car. Getaway Car under Juan Hernandez wins the first two-year-old maiden race of the season and pays $4.60 for the win there. And then in the third race, Mark Glatt gets his second win early in the meet with Tiger Horn paying $14.60. Rispoli aboard there. And then we went to the fourth race where De Medici wins and pays $5. Juan Hernandez, second win of the day in the first four races. Mike McCarthy, the trainer there. The fifth race winner, in theory, with Juan Hernandez aboard. So he wins three out of the first five races, three out of the first pick five of the day. And trained by Bob Baffert. So Baffert and Hernandez hooked up twice yesterday in the first five races. Hernandez wins the first three, paying $7.40. First-time starter in a two-year-old maiden race, the sixth race, and was not trained by Bob Baffert. But I can tell you, this first-time starter looked good for trainer Dick Mandela. Kayokos wins it for Kyle Frey aboard. Kayokos paid $3.20 as the favorite. Nice first-time start winner there for a two-year-old at Del Mar. Then came the Oceanside Stakes. Of course, the Oceanside is the first of the three race series in the Del Mar Derby, all on the turf. In the Oceanside, Formidable Man wins in the Cavalry Charge to the Wire. Umberto Rispoli for Mike McCarthy, who is getting his second win of the day. Formidable Man also gave Rispoli his second win of the day and paid $8.20 in the process. Finishing second was Guy Named Joe. Third in the race was Rothschild. And then we went to another maiden race where a huge upset, Schwartzmeyer goes gate to wire, pays $68.40 with Raylu Gutierrez aboard, trained by John Sadler. A $60 winner for John Sadler. That's the type of racing you'll get at Del Mar this season. So that was the horse that produced the big payoffs in the pick six and pick five. We then go on to the San Clemente at a mile on the turf. The winner there was Ice Cream You Scream to stay undefeated with three wins out of three career starts. Phil D'Amato, the trainer, Hector Barrios, the rider, 440 as the favorite. Finishing second in the race was also trained by Phil D'Amato. Zona Verte, finishing third, was Maduro. Maduro, of course, undefeated record on the line, finished third in that race. So there you go. Turf racing, turf stakes, Del Mar, Phil D'Amato, one and finishing first and second. And then we wrap up the racing with Thornhouse winning the 10th at 560 and the 11th and final race, where there was all that money going in the pick six and the pick fives in the 11th and final race. In a crazy run race, the winner was Atitlan. Atitlan got up in the final jump on the inside after a spill in mid-stretch. Atitlan gave Hector Barrios his second win of the day, paid $72.20 for trainer John Sheriffs. And that's how the day went yesterday at Del Mar. Are you ready for this? Somebody put it together. One winning ticket in the opening day pick six at Del Mar pays $254,450.80. And that late pick five, how about $41,956.70 for a 50-cent base bet pick five at Del Mar yesterday? What a day of racing. A little bit for everybody. At Saratoga, on a 12-race card, Jerry Jackwitz came with a winner for us in the eighth race. His Full Screen won and paid $18.20, one of many Dylan Davis's wins on the day. Another Mark Cassie-trained winner, a Full Screen, $18.20 there. His Dollar Exacta hit with the link-ups. That Dollar Exacta paid $26.25. And in the two stakes races of the day, the Lake George won by Pounce, who did just that in the final strides. Dylan Davis aboard for Mark Cassie. So Cassie wins a couple of races yesterday at Saratoga. One of them, of course, the featured Lake George. That paid $13.80, denying Chad Brown another Lake George win. His horse ran second, finishing oversubscribed, and finishing third was Viv Venue. Pounce wins the Lake George. And then the coaching club, American Oaks, in a field that was, with one scratch out of that, was really a four-filly field. And you'd think that the jockey on Torpedo Anna, who went off a huge favorite, all he had to do was stay on the horse. I mean, the only way this horse looked like he was getting beat if he fell off the horse. But guess what? When they opened the gate, she hopped and then went to her knees, and she kind of had a bad start. But he held on, got her all together, went to the lead, and the race was over. Torpedo Anna wins in a kind of heart-stopping starting gate. Torpedo Anna wins, in spite of that, easily for Kenny McPeak and Brian Hernandez. $2.50 was the payoff there. And finishing second was Candide in the race. Intricate finished third. That was the third grade one win in a row for Torpedo Anna. We wonder if she'll go against the boys next. And in the final race, Dylan Davis got his fourth win of the day, paying $10.40, with Jonathan Hardoon's selection for us. El Razine wins. El Razine pays $10.40, as I say. Got a great trip, sat on the rail and rolled right up the rail to a victory. Todd Pletcher's second win of the day, cutting the corner and getting the win, was El Razine in that race. Pick six paid $8,033.50. I want to thank our handicappers, Jerry Jackowitz and Jonathan Nardoon, for a couple of nice winners yesterday at Saratoga. Woodbine had four stakes races yesterday. The plate trial was won by My Boy Prince with Sahan Savici aboard. The favorite paid $2.50 there, and it was a Mark Cassie-trained horse. Not yet. Not done yet. The Trillium was the seventh race on the card. Solo Album wins that. Savan Savici aboard. $6.60 was the win payoff there. Trained by Mark Cassie. And the Knopf Cup, won by Cruden Bay for Sophia Vives, paying $10.50. No, Cassie wasn't the trainer. Donald McRae was the winning conditioner there. And in the Woodbine Oaks, Kins Concerto wins. Sophia Vives wins that for her second stakes race in a row there at Woodbine for Josie Carroll, paying $11.50, outrunning Caitlin Her Greatness and Hurricane Claire. But Mark Cassie did have another winner at Woodbine, got his third win of the day, and Savici's fourth win of the day in the 10th race there at Woodbine. Finally, at Colonial Downs, four stakes races there. The Brookmead won by Tufani at $2.80 for Ben Curtis and Mike Stidham. The Edward P. Evans stakes won by Passion Play, Horatio Hermanos for Mary Epler, paying $3.40 in the Punchline Stakes. Determined Kingdom winner there for Victor Carrasco, paying $2.10. Trainer Phil Schoenthal there. And in the Tyson Giplin Glenn Petty Stakes, the winner there was Mystic Seaport. Jamie Ness aboard, Jamie Ness trainee for Michelle Sanchez, paying $3.40. And that's all that great action yesterday across the country. What a day of racing. We got more today. On our show today, of course, Jonathan Nardoon standing by, Rich Chang, John Lindo, and a Jerry J, of course, and your racing menu. So we're going to get started by going to our first break. And when we come back, your racing menu is next. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines.
We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world. Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Las Vegas for this Sunday, wrapping up the week here in Las Vegas, but we got plenty of great racing action today. Another breakfast, lunch, and dinner day between the racing up at the Spa at Saratoga and wrapping it up at the beach in Southern California with Del Mar. Let's get started with your racing menu for today. Remember, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our book here at South Point today. If you're listening anywhere else on the many different platforms that we have, and you are not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. 10 races today at Laurel, a couple of stakes races. The $75,000 Miss Disco will be the eighth race on the card for three-year-old fillies, where Daughter of Time is the big favorite there. And in the Big Dreyfus Stakes, the eighth on the card at a mile and an eighth on the turf for fillies and mares. In that race, the 4-5 favorite there is Sparkle Blue. A couple of big favorites to beat in the stakes races at Laurel. First post time is 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park today. All right, next up. By the way, their pick six jackpot, $950. Okay, enough said. Monmouth Park, day after the big racing day there at Monmouth Park. They left money on the table in the pick six jackpot. $44,930 in the pick six jackpot today at Monmouth. First post time for 10 races at 9:50. Ellis Park. They've got nine races. The $125,000 Jeff Hall Memorial is their feature on the card. Seven go to the post there. 2-1 favorite is Hear Me Sing, Hear My Song. 2-1 favorite there in that race. That's the eighth on the card. Nine overall. First post time at Ellis Park is set at 9:50. 9:50 at Ellis Park with a super high five carryover of $9,034. Gulfstream Park is next. Mandatory payoff in the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot today. The jackpot provision off, so the money goes all out the door today. What's sitting there? Well, it's $159,933 already sitting in the pot, and it goes today with the best tickets. 10 races at Gulfstream in the first post time of 9:55. 9:55 at Gulfstream today. Okay, next up comes Woodbine. Woodbine has 11 races today. Their first post time is 10:05. 10:05 at Woodbine. Their pick six jackpot carryover is $23,923. That's at Woodbine today. That's the carryover in the pick six jackpot. Again, pick six jackpot carryover. $23,923. First post time at Woodbine today is set at 10:05 for their 11 race card. Following that comes Saratoga. Let's see what's going on at Saratoga. Saratoga will wait and see from Jonathan Hardoon. By the way, the first race will be a hurdle race. It'll be over the fences, a steeplechase race. Races 2 through 11 will be the flats, so to speak. The feature race today is the fifth on the card. It's the Shoe V Stakes, grade 2 for $200,000 at a mile and an eighth for three fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And again, a small field of fillies and mares for this one. So that division there is a little light at Saratoga, at least. Only five go in this race before scratches. 7-5 favorite is Raging Sea with Flavian Pratt. Close 3-2 second choice on the morning line. It's Shotgun Hottie with Paco Lopez aboard. That's the fifth on the card. 11 races today at Saratoga. First post time is 10:10. 10:10 today at Saratoga. All right, Hawthorne Racecourse is next. Hawthorne Racecourse has 10 races. Their first post time is 12:10. 12:10 at Hawthorne today. And then following that comes Emerald Downs. Emerald Downs has a super high five carryover of $1,612. They also have a regular pick six carryover of $6,553. A couple of $50,000 stakes races. The Washington State Legislator Stakes is the fifth, and the Governor's Stakes is the seventh. First post time at Emerald Downs today is at 1:30. And then we go to good old Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. What a crowd they had there yesterday. Everybody was having fun. It'll be ditto today. First post time is 2 o'clock this afternoon for their 11-race card. They have two stakes races on tap today. The $100,000 Ocenita Stakes at a mile on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, is the seventh race on the card. Nine go before scratches. The favorite in this race at 2-1 is Richie with Juan Hernandez aboard. A couple of races later, the ninth race is the $100,000 Wicker Stakes at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up. A field of 11 before scratches. And the favorite in this race at 5-2 is First Piece with Mike Smith aboard. 11 races today at Del Mar, and a first post time of 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock this afternoon, first post at Emerald Downs. Prairie Meadows has 10 races, 3 quarter horses, 7 thoroughbreds. The first 3 will be quarter horses, and of course the last 7 will be thoroughbreds. First post time at Prairie Meadows is set at 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock this afternoon at Prairie Meadows. Pick 5 jackpot carryover there is getting big, though. It's $109,280. Pick 5 jackpot. That carryover at Prairie Meadows. Northern California Racing Fairs at Sacramento. Sacramento Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $29,717. Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $37,045. First race will be a quarter horse race. Last 7 will be thoroughbreds. Makes up the 8 race card. First post time is at 5 p.m. We wrap it up in Southern California, Los Alamitos, where the first race will be a mixed breed race. The second and third race will be thoroughbreds, and races 4, 5, and 6 will be mixed breed. The last 3 races will be quarter horses. That menagerie starts at Los Alamitos at 7 p.m. tonight. 7 p.m., first post time at Los Al this evening. And, of course, they have a carryover in their pick 6 tonight. $13,310. $13,310. All right. Oh, man, that's enough said there. And let's go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, I'm out of breath, buddy.
Boy, Ralph, you were like an auctioneer at doing the auction. Yeah. Nonstop. Pretty good.
That's for sure. I mean, it was a hell of a go there, that's for sure. But there's just a lot of good racing going on right now. Your thoughts of anything that piqued your interest yesterday in the stakes races, and then I'm going to get your thoughts about how that track condition, the bias played on opening day at Del Mar.
Well, congratulations to Dornock, because he proved yesterday that he's maybe because he's...
Signal confirms that your receiver is...
Test one. Test one, two.
yesterday. Did we get any winners out of them?
No, they went 0 for 9 yesterday. I'm kind of monitoring that, and we'll keep track of that. But there was no luck with those ship and win horses yesterday. They have 10 trying for the ship and win money today.
All right. And, yes, we will take a look at that because there's incentive there with the ship and wins to win, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, you get those bonuses only if you win, so you got to win.
John, another quick thought about Del Mar yesterday. We've got several new jockeys in the jockey colony that we didn't have in the past for Del Mar. I know it's always crowded down there because everybody, you know, a jock wants to go down there and enjoy the atmosphere plus the purse money and all that at Del Mar. But there are new riders that came in, and Ray Lou Gutierrez, of course, was one of them, and he was the rider of one of those big long shots.
Right. And, you know, I had talked about it on the show we did from L.A. yesterday, and I think he's going to be best on the dirt, and he got a wire-to-wire winner yesterday. He fits that style. He'll put horses into the race early, and I would expect him to do well there. And the other guys, you know, Kazushi Kimura, we know can ride the grass. I think he'll have his best luck on the Del Mar turf.
Mark Glatt got off to a good start, and so did Mike McCarthy and Bob Baffert. They all had a pair of winners yesterday.
Yeah, and I thought Hector Barrios rode a couple of great races, and you mentioned Juan Hernandez already got a 3-bagger. So, you know, they're going to separate pretty quickly here. We'll see how it goes with 11 more today.
Everything was going fine, and even the top trainers, I mean the big top trainers in Southern California, came up with big winners. John Sadler was the trainer of the $68 winner, and John Sheriffs was the winner, winning trainer of the $72 winner. So don't take, it's really wide open, isn't it?
It is, and you're going to see some form reversals because this turf course is different than the one at Santa Anita. I thought the course was very fair yesterday. You saw a lot of deep closers win, and you saw Ice Cream, You Scream go wire to wire, so I thought it was fair.
Yeah, the turf course I thought was very fair, too, and everything was going fine until the last race, and then we had a spill.
Yeah, I don't have the horses' names, but the 10 horse kind of shifted out in front of the 8, who drifted out in front of Fausto, who clipped heels and went down. Horse galloped out fine. Edwin Maldonado walked off the course okay. I have not heard if he will ride today or not. I'm hoping he's okay to ride. It was a pretty, he hit the ground hard, so I'm hoping he's all right.
Now, you said the horse that started the chain reaction that resulted in his spill was the 10 horse. The Old Nine was the name of that horse?
Right, the horse that Antonio Freisu rode. Yeah. He was the one that was disqualified. Yeah. So I'm expecting Antonio to get some days out of that.
Okay, well, as long as everybody's fine, we just want them to get around there nice and safe. All right, John, day 2, Del Mar. The Linda Report is available right now, right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge for all of Del Mar, picks in every race, suggested late pick 4, and, of course, all that goody information, including the ship and wins on his sheet as well. And you can get the Linda Report, full Linda Report, right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, only here in Las Vegas, free of charge and complimentary at our race book here at the South Point because they love horse players. John, a winner.
Let's go to race number 7, the Osanita Stakes today. I like number 8, Hang the Moon, who showed immediate improvement in her first start for the Phil D'Amato stable, winning at Santa Anita. Takes a step up in class. She's a very tactical kind of filly with a good turn of foot. There's some speed in here to set her up. And I think she's got another move forward in her today. She's 8-1 on the program, which is too big a price. Number 8, Hang the Moon, race number 7, Del Mar.
All right, 7th race, the 8 horse, Hang the Moon. We hope they hang a winner on the field there today. In the 7th race, the Osanita Stakes, number 8, Hang the Moon is your pick. And don't forget the Linda Report here at the South Point. All right, John, enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by in his Las Vegas office here. And Jerry, but a being with you yesterday, a nice win by Full Screen and got a great ride by Dylan Davis, 18-20 on the win end there. And the exacta for a buck paid $26.25.
Yeah, no, Dylan gave it a terrific ride. And the win price was terrific. I thought the exacta was a little short than it should have been.
A little short, but the favorite did run second. I guess that's what happened there.
Right, right. Yeah. We got a good run there, and let's hope we get some more. I mean, that's what I'd like to give the people.
Yeah, you better believe
more
it.
More winners.
Now, before we get your picks for today, a quick thoughts about Del Mar and any track biases yesterday.
Well, I think you mentioned it. It looked like speed was doing awfully nicely. The inside was running okay, so you know, keep that, that's the real trick, is whether the inside part of the track is running well. And seems like right now that the horses are running fine there. And
yeah, a lot of horses on the rail at the top of the stretch, the wire refused to be passed. So it was
yeah, absolutely. So, and that's one condition. And, you know, like I say, Del Mar can change to a very different condition where the rail is very bad. So well, keep your eye open to that. And when it does, you can't fight it. You got to go with the flow.
Take advantage of that. That's for sure. All right. A couple of picks today, buddy.
Okay. Let's go to Saratoga. We'll go to the 11th race. A game I never really liked to play that much, but I know some friends of mine enjoyed. Liar's Poker.
Uh-huh.
It's coming to the fore in race number 11 for Christophe Clemangelo, Rosario up. It's just really a horse that's just run very well on the turf every single time, except the time it got hurt. And won every time. I think you just got to stay with this gelding until he gets really beat on the square. I like him at 6-1 today. I'll take the 9 over the 1, 3, 6, and 7. Do some reverses. 1, 3, 6, and 7 back over the 9. But I'm all about Liar's Poker today. I'm going to call his bluff.
All right, you got it, my man. In the 11th race, the 9 Liar's Poker with a very productive team of Clement and Rosario there as well. The 9 Liar's Poker. Link-ups are 1, 3, 6, and 7. And reverse, don't forget the reverse. 9 over 1, 3, 6, 7. The 9's the key. In the 11th at Saratoga, that's the final there. What about said Del Mar?
Well, because we still think, you know, I'm going to assume that the inside and speed are still good, so I can go with the Los Alamitos horse here in this case. I like the Big Cheezola in race number 6, number 5, the Big Cheezola.
All right.
I like that name. He's just a fast horse and seems to be in good shape and is at the right class level. And 3-1 seems reasonable for the fastest horse in the race. I think he's fastest by a lot. So I'll take the 5 over the 2, 7, 8, 9. Small reverses to break even. I'm all about the 5, the Big Cheezola.
All right. In the 6th race, the 5, the Big Cheezola, the 5, and the link-ups are 2, 7, 8, and 9 in reverse. The 5 is the key. Don't forget to reverse. And I'll just give a little tease out there that one of these horses that is his link-up horse and is 15-1 on the morning line is a V horse. So I'm going to double up that reverse on that one as well.
Yeah, well, we've been doing well with the V horses for a while.
Yeah, you have. All right, so anyhow, Jerry J's power pages for all of Del Mar and all of Saratoga are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. It has been a very interesting week of racing and a very interesting weekend of racing, and we still have one more great day of racing to go until we finally wrap it up for a couple of days and regroup for next week. Next week, of course, the Jim Dandy at Saratoga. And a great racing also at Del Mar. So in the meantime, one more thing to say on this Sunday. Jerry's saying it.
Have a great race day, everybody.